One of the questions that always has bothered me is, what is Haman's problem? See, that he hates the Jews, I get. But what, like, blew my mind always was, how is it that Haman is so impassively set on killing the Jews that after he has everything he wants, Ahasuerus agrees to the extermination of the Jews. He gets the ring. He's invited to Esther's party. He leaves the second party, the first party rather, and he has, what? He sees Mordechai won't bow to him, and it sets him off. And he comes home and he tells Zeresh and his family and his friends and his wise men. He says, this guy just does me in. And that's when Zeresh says, okay, we'll make a tree, we'll make it really high, and we'll hang Mordechai. And his exact words are, v'chol zeh einena shove li. It's not worth it to me. Everything I have, my family, my riches, my power, it's not worth it to me as so long as Mordechai lives. I'm reminded that years ago, I heard a radio host go on after his beloved San Francisco Giants had lost in the playoffs and not won a World Series before they went on to win several. He said, I have fortune, I have fame, I have family, I have everything, and I would give it all up just for a World Series. And it struck me as, wow, this guy is so off. But isn't that what Haman sounds like? What does Haman in? How could that be? And it struck me tonight as I was listening to the Baal Kore read the Megillah that I think it's very simple. We all are like Haman. I know it's hard for us to imagine and wrap our head around that, but no, we all are like Haman. See, we all have those things, v'chol zeh einena shove li. We have those things that with everything I have, it's just not worth it. And I think that particularly in a year like this, it becomes so clear. We should all be sitting down and saying to ourselves, wow, I'm alive, I'm breathing, I have a clean bill of health, I have family, I have friends. We should be looking at all those things and saying, how many people don't have that? How many people have lost that this year? Rather than where we look and say, v'chol zeh einena shove li, I have health, I have friends, I have family, I have all of these things, but it's not worth it to me so long as Mordechai won't bow. And I would ask each and every one of us to look deep in our hearts and ask, who's my Mordechai? Who's my won't bow? And who's my v'chol zeh einena shove li? Because we all have it. Our challenge this Purim is to do so much. But I think one challenge is to weed out that Haman from within us. It's to look hard in the mirror and say, I have good things. Why is it that I just can't see it? I have good things. Why is it I can't appreciate it? That's our goal. That's the greatest gift we can give ourselves this Purim. It's to walk away from Haman. And when walking away from Haman, walk away realizing that that's not going to get us happiness. And that's not going to get us salvation. It's going to give us heartache. It's going to give us pain and suffering. And for many of us, it will end up hanging us. Not literally, but figuratively. It will ruin our lives. Is it really true? Is there something worth saying it's not worth it for me to live because of this? If in fact we could say those words, we better look hard in the mirror and ask ourselves, is that really true? Is that something I can't live with? And if it is, then yeah, that's something worth dying for. But if it's not, then let us promise ourselves this Purim, let us tell ourselves now and forever that we're going to get rid of that. And Yirtzeh Hashem, my bracha to all of us is that we can really figure out what is truly important and to live and be inspired and to gain sustenance from that. But then at the same time to recognize that everything else is that's what v'cholzeinu shoveli. That's what's not worth it to us. Because that's what's going to prevent us from truly living. Have a Freilich and Purim, Purim Sameach, and a happy Purim and a great day.